Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was reading about a recent city council meeting, and one of the things that happened there was an announcement that was made of the new lighting on the beautiful courthouse there in downtown Sulphur Springs.
Yes, it looks amazing. Already there are lights that are coordinating with the other lights that are in the trees and on the ground at the Celebration Plaza, and it's going to be able to coordinate throughout the year. So at Christmas time, we're going to be able to have red and green lights, and 4th of July for red, white, and blue. I mean, it's going to be amazing. It looks beautiful.
So these are display lights on the courthouse, basically. They are. Not lights to light up, illuminate the ground for people to move around at nighttime, but just for the beauty of the lights themselves.
To illuminate our experience, absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it just adds to the already pretty spectacular appearance of downtown Sulphur Springs, as you say, the Celebration Plaza downtown.
Yes, sir.
And that's already done?
The first stage of that is already done. So from what I have been told, there are going to be other lights added to the courthouse. They're not overly bright. It definitely does not distract from anything else downtown whenever you're visiting at night, but it really does enhance your experience. It's absolutely gorgeous. It really feels like you're in a completely different area of the world. I love it.
And the county did that? Hopkins County did that project?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Well, good. All right. Well, next time we're over at nighttime, we'll be looking forward to that. I read another thing, not such good news here a few days ago, and you've had some problem with what are called skimmers there in Sulphur Springs.
Unfortunately, we have. We've had this problem, I'd say, close to a year ago as well. It's an unfortunately common problem where a device is placed on a gas pump, a pay at the pump area, and it ends up, instead of you being able to pay for your gas and just go on in life happily, it takes all of your information to where they steal all of your debit or credit card information, and they are then able to use that information to take money from you.
Has anybody been arrested in that?
To my knowledge, I have not been informed that anybody has been arrested in conjunction with this current skimming thing that's been going on. But there were about seven different pumps that were affected with this current one.
And I know you're not a law enforcement person, but do you have any idea how someone would know that that might be happening, or how to avoid becoming the victim of such a thing?
Well, I actually, the job that pays me is a bank. So we have actually had training with this. So if you are at a pump and if it doesn't look honestly very secure and attached, if it looks like there's something that might be a little faulty with the equipment, it may not just be that it's an older pump or an older system. It might be a skimmer that's been placed on the machine. Mm-hmm. If you can, try to pull gently where you would insert your credit or debit card, and it comes off with very little force, that is definitely, I say definitely, about 99% likely to be a skimmer. So you can kind of shake it a little bit. It should not move. And I'm not super forcibly again, but just a little bit of a movement to it, it should not give.
We're talking with Emily Glass, the mayor of Sulphur Springs. So just for people that buy gas at the pump, and that's basically everybody, just be very watchful, be very alert. If something
Absolutely.
Doesn't look right, then maybe call the attendant's attention
Absolutely.
To that. Let's talk about some events. We don't have a lot of time left, but you have something coming up called Red, White, and Brews. That sounds like fun.
We have an entire weekend full of events. Red, Whites, and Brews. It's a beer and wine festival that we have each year. May 6th is when it's going to happen this year from 2 to 7 p.m. That's, again, going to be on Celebration Plaza. It's $25 for 12 tastings, and we have 11 breweries, 6 wineries coming this year. They're all bringing multiple varieties of what they sell and what they serve. And this year's benefactor is the Buried Bone. And what that does, that is a nonprofit, and it's going to go to help build a floor for an animal shelter. Same weekend.
Oh, that very weekend.
Yes, the day before, of course. May 5th, there's going to be a Cinco de Mayo celebration. There's going to be a pinata contest, a pinata decorating contest. Lots of food, bands, all sorts of events. Again, Celebration Plaza, that's going to be May 5th, the evening of. There's really not a definitive end time on that, but it should start around 7 p.m., so it'll be a really fun event. That same weekend, same day, May, let's see, 5th is going to be the May 6th, I'm sorry, Enchanted Bride Festival from 12 to 5.
Okay, you got a lot going on, as always, and needless to say, but that weekend of May 6th and 7th in particular, that's going to be a big weekend for you, huh?
It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm sure we're all going to be exhausted after that one.
Okay. I hope so, because that means everybody had a good time. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
The mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.